Let's take it from Simon Tov Reish Mem Aleph, the halachas of Ein Mavarchin Shech Yad Al Asiyas Fasuka. So I made a mistake. I really wanted to finish Tov Reish Mem, but maybe tomorrow night we'll finish Tov Reish Mem. But I already prepared Tov Reish Mem Aleph, went through it a little bit. So the Mechaber says, Ha'ose, this is Sif Aleph, there's only one Sif in this Simon. Ha'ose Sukkah, Bein La'atzmo, Bein La'acher. A person makes a Sukkah for himself or he builds it for someone else. Eino Mivarech Al Asiyasa. You don't say a bracha in building a Sukkah. There is a Yushalmi that says you do say a bracha, but we don't pask in that way. So there's no bracha for building a Sukkah. Aval Sheikh Yanu, Hayaroi Levarech Kisha'ose Oso La'atzmo. When a person's making a sukkah for himself, so it is fitting for him to say a shechianu for his own sukkah. However, we paskin ela she'anu somchin alzman shanu omrim ala kosha kiddush. We delay the shechianu until you say kiddush. So again, ideally, when you build the sukkah, let's say this coming Sunday, people are building the sukkah, it's ideal to say it, but our practice is to wait until Wednesday night at kiddush, you say the zman on the kiddush and on the sukkah at the same time. So look down at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalad. He says, Al Kosha Kiddush. So when you say the Shechianu Wednesday night, the Shechianu is going on Shukai Al Mitzah Sukkah Valachag. It's very important to have that in mind. The Shechianu is not only going on the Kiddush Hayom and the Yantif, but it's also going on the Sukkah as well, the Mitzvah of a Sukkah. That's true as well when it comes to Pesach night. Pesach night, when you say Shechianu at the Seder, you should have not only in mind the Kiddushas Hayom, but also have in mind the matzah and all the mitzvahs of that night. So there's an afkamina. Number one is in terms of your kavana, but number two is when it comes to women lighting candles and saying Shechianu, the practice of many women are to say Shechianu at Halakas Neros. Some poskim say they shouldn't say Shechianu at Halakas Neros, rather be yotzei with the husband saying it during Kiddush. But let's say a woman said Shechianu at Halakas Neros. And the question becomes, can she answer Amen when her husband says Shechianu during Kiddush? I mean, she doesn't need the Shechianu anymore because she already said Shechianu. So her Amen would seemingly be a hefsek in her Kiddush because she doesn't need the Shechianu. So Rav Vosner says that since the Shechianu that she said when lighting the candles was on the Yantif of Pesach or the Yantif of Sukkah, it wasn't on the mitzvah that was there. So when the husband says Shechianu at Kiddush, that Shechianu is going on the mitzvah of the night. It's going on eating the Sukkah. So she is allowed to answer Amen on eating in the Sukkah because that wasn't what she had in mind when she lit the candles. So to Pesach night, she could answer Amen because she did not have in mind the matzahs. She only had in mind the Kiddush Hayom. So what's the one case where she can't answer Amen? Maybe a couple cases, but Shavuos. Shavuos night, there's no mitzvah. There's only Shechianu going only on the Kiddushas Yomtif. There's no mitzvahs of the Shavuos night. So when she says Shechianu on Halakas Neros, Rav Vosner paskin, she should not answer Amen during Shechianu of Kiddush Shavuos night. And seemingly the same should hold true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah as well, because there's no mitzvahs either Rosh Hashanah. That's Rav Vosner's psak. Rav Moshe argues, Rav Moshe says she is allowed to answer Amen even though she already was Yotzei the Shechianu. But again, what's a very halachal ma'isa for the men here is when you say Shechianu, you should have in mind, as the Mishnah Berurah says, both on the Sukkah and on the Chag of Sukkot. Okay, now look at the next Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, actually for the Ramah first. The Ramah writes on top. So we're going to address the point of eating in someone else's Sukkah, then walking back, which is a Shaila, that's you go to your parents, eat in the parents' Sukkah, so then you didn't say Shechianu in your Sukkah, you said Shechianu in your parents' Sukkah. So now when you go back to your house, either that night or the next day to eat, you have to say a new Shechianu. So we're going to address that in just a few seconds. So look what the Ramah writes. Ramah writes, Vimlo achalaila rishona basukkah. Let's say, this is your very case, Gabriel asks, let's say you didn't eat in the sukkah your first night. So let's say not where you ate at your parents' house, but you ate inside because it was raining that night. You couldn't eat in the sukkah. So inside, you say a Shechianu. You guys are right back there? Kick one of you guys out here. So he's got his cap on and everything.
When it's raining, when it's raining, he's like, keep quiet, it's not the answer.
Okay.
Also not when it's raining.
So if it rains, so let's say the guy's sitting inside the house, so you still say Shechianu on Kiddush, even though you're sitting inside your house. So now what happens, Kisha Ochel, says their ma, when you eat besukkah, the next day, let's say you eat inside the sukkah, Tzarech Levarech Mizman Mishum Sukkah. I mean, we don't say sukkah, we don't say shechianu ever during the daytime. You only say it at nighttime. But in this case, where you ate inside the house the first night, so then you would have to say shechianu the next day. Okay, then the Ramah finishes off. Then Beirach Zman B'Shas Asiyah Sagila. If you said a shechianu when you build the sukkah, so that's sufficient. But we don't do that anymore. So now, well, the discussion becomes, let's say a person started eating his meal inside the house. The first night it was raining. So he eats inside, and then in the course of the meal, it stops raining. So he wants to take his meal and finish it outside. So then the psak is, you have to say a new shechianu outside. So that's a great trivia question. When is it possible to say two shechianus in one night? Now, one answer you could say is a new suit or a new fruit or something like that. But that's a cop-out answer. And this morning, Yedidia Tepfer put on tefillin for the first time. I like to ask the Akiva, don't pay attention to this because you're going to be putting one on soup. I asked the boys a question. Efron, I probably asked you this question also. Yeah. So I asked Yehuda this question. Yeah. When is a situation where a person is allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? You know this question. I asked you this question? I wasn't around for your bar mitzvah. Nachi, okay. So when are you allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? So Yedidia said, oh, pikuach nefesh. What's pikuach nefesh? What do you mean? The guy sticks a gun to your head and says, if you don't put a tefillin on, I'm going to shoot you. So then you can wear a tefillin on Shabbos. Fine, that's a cop-out answer. That's not really the answer. So, Ephraim, don't tell. Kiva, you figure it out, okay? You know it already?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So anyway, so the answer is, then I'll tell you. The answer is, what?
Find tefillin on the street.
Fine, that's what Gemara is, right? If you find tefillin in the street and there's no Arab, you're allowed to wear the tefillin and carry it that way. You can wear it. What's the other answer?
Emergency in your house, you have to evacuate
fire.
Your house. You put on
that's the same thing as of carrying, wearing.
Fire?
Nope. No one knows the other one? So there's a Trumas Hadeshin. We don't pass from this way. The Trumas Hadeshin. Remember? You remember? Okay. So the Trumas Hadeshin says if a person doesn't have a bris milah, so then he could have, you only have two osos at the same time. So on Shabbos, and during the week, you have a bris milah and tefillin. Shabbos, you have bris milah and Shabbos. But if a person doesn't have a bris, so he needs Shabbos plus the second one is tefillin. So another trivia question, you go ask your grandfather this question, okay? When can you say two shechianus on sukkahs in one night? So the answer is, if you start eating inside your house when it was raining, that's shechianu one. Then it stops raining, so you go out to eat in your sukkah the rest of the meal, that would be a second shechianu on the sukkah. Fine. Your question. Okay, now there's another discussion. So let's say a person didn't eat at his house the first night. He ate at his parents' house, so he went out for a meal the first night. So he said shechianu. Now the next day, he eats in his own sukkah. So did the shechianu that he said on his at his friend's house, or his parents' house, is that on the sukkah, eating a sukkah, or is that good enough for his sukkah? So there's machlokis in the poskim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a suffix, whether or not when you go back home, do you have to say a new shechianu, even though you ate in a sukkah, but it wasn't your sukkah. You ate in your parent or friend's sukkah, and you said a shechianu. When you go back home, you might have to say a new shechianu on your sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that's not the case. The shechianu on eating, we have two shechianus again. I said two purposes of the shechianu. One is on the Kedushas Yom Tov. No matter where you are, that shechianu works. The second one is yeshiva sukkah. So is that yeshiva sukkah on my eating of a sukkah in anyone's sukkah? Or is it specifically in my own sukkah? So Shlomo Zalman says the shechianu is on my eating. So as long as I ate in a sukkah somewhere in the world, that was a shechianu on achilas sukkah. And I don't have to say a new shechianu on when I go back home the next day. As I'm saying this, I think of Shechter Paskins that you do have to say a shechianu when you go back home. Because he thinks there's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. So based on that, it's not an inyan of yeshiva sukkah, it's an inyan of asiyah sukkah. And you do have to say a new shechianu when you go back home, he paskins.
If you would have had a chiyuv when you built it, but we don't hold like that, then when you go into your sukkah, isn't that the same chiyuv?
The shulchan's case is like you're saying, is when you build it. That's what the bracha is supposed to be on, not on the sitting.
So if we just defer to when you sit in your sukkah, then that's when the chiyuv on you, the shechianah, should apply, because now you're sitting in your sukkah.
That's Erev Shechter Paskin. The Shlomo Zalman thought it's not on the asiyah sukkah, it's really on the yeshiva sukkah. And that gets involved in the shechianah on asiyah sukkah. Is that really on the asiyah, or is it really on the achila? That's really the end goal of the asiyah. So you have to look at Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank goes through this whole discussion of the nature of shechianu, the nature of asiyah, the nature of yeshiva, the nature of achila. It's a very fun discussion, but that's the halach lemais. It seems that most paskin you would not say a new shechianu when you go back home.
So
So Rav Shach would say that if you have two sukkahs, you're splitting your time between two sukkahs, you would say on the second one.
I would imagine one shechianu on one sukkah would probably cover all your sukkahs.
So there's just a mitzvah.
Yeah.
See a sukkah, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm trying to replay this in my head, but I don't remember all the details. Okay, now, that's Simon Taf Reish Mem Aleph. Now let's jump to Taf Reish Mem Gimel. The Taf Reish Mem Beis, which we're skipping, is if the first day falls out on Shabbos, but we don't have it this year, so we'll skip it. So the Mechaber now writes that Taf Reish Mem Gimel Seder Kiddush Sif Aleph. Seder HaKiddush Yayin Kiddush V'Sukkah V'Achar Kach Zman. First you say Bori Pri HaGafen. Then you say on the Kiddush, Mekadesh Hazmanim. Then you say Leishe Basukah, and then we say Shechianu. That's the order of that's the Seder HaBrachos. So why? Lefi Shezman Chozer Al Kiddush Hayom V'Al Mitzvah Sukah. The reason why Shechianu comes last, and we'll see if we get a chance tonight, that if it's the second night, we switch the order. But the reason the first night, Shechianu, goes last, because the Shechianu is qualifying not only the Kiddush Hayom, but it's also qualifying the eating in the sukkah, those two mitzvahs, Kiddush Hayom and Yeshiva Sukkah. So just if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, just to make this clear, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Aleph, Yayin Kiddush V'Sukkah, She'i Afshar Levarich Ala Sukkah, Kodem She'varich Al Kiddush Hayom. So you first have to Mekadish the day, that's why Kiddush is first, and then only after you Mekadish the day of Sukkahs could you say a bracha on Leishe B'Sukkah. Sharei mitchila niskadesh hayom, b'charkach nischayv leishe basukah. First you sanctify the day, and only afterwards do you say you sit in the sukkah. Fine, let's go further now. The Mishnah Berurah, further in the Mechaber. Mechaber, right, actually this is an interesting question. They have addressed right here. What's the lach of a katan shehigdil b'em sukkah? So a side point, the Dirshu brings this up. Let's say a katan who gets older, he becomes bar mitzvah during sukkahs. So would he have to say a new Shechianu? So he said Shechianu when he wasn't bar mitzvah yet, on the first night, but now he's a bar mitzvah. Now he's chayv midiraisa to sin the sukkah. Do you have to say a new Shechianu? So the Bikur Yaakov paskin that one does not have to say a new Shechianu. Fine. So let's go weiter now in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, L'harambam, Mekadesh mu'umad, you stand up while saying Kiddush. And then, Mivarich Leishe Basukah V'Yoshe. Very, very important. Halacha, does anyone do this? Anyone passing this way here? Any Sephardim here? So you stand up saying Kiddush, you say Leishev, and then you sit down. V'acharkach Mivarich Zman, then afterwards you say Shechianu. That's the order according to the Rambam. Now the reason why, because the Rambam holds, everyone holds, the bracha has to be over L'siyasan. You have to say bracha before performing the mitzvah. So the bracha, the mitzvah is leishev to sit in the sukkah. So you say the bracha leishev, and then you sit down. That's the shita of the Rambam. But the Ramah points out, vein nagin kein. We don't paskin this way. Ela mekadshin miyushav v'chein das harash. Rather, you sit down saying kiddush, and then you say leishev. So why does it, what about over l'siyasan? How can you sit down before you say the bracha leishev asukkah? So what's pshat in the Rush? The Rush says, the mitzvah of Leishev HaSukkah isn't sitting in a sukkah, it's eating in the sukkah. Leishev just means to dwell, not to sit, to dwell in the sukkah. How do you dwell? How are you koveya your makom, your house? By eating in that place. So when you say Leishev, it's before you drink or before you eat. That's the nature of the bracha. It's not about sitting or standing, and that's where the Rush argues. So the practice of Ashkenazim should be to sit when saying Kiddush and say Leishev. Now, I personally always forget what my father does. I haven't had sukkahs with him in quite some time. I don't remember what he does. I think he actually does stand, because we stand Friday nights. So I think he stands and then says leishev and says everything till zman and then sits down. But that doesn't have to do with this halach here. That has to do with him just saying kiddush standing up all the time.
Isn't this a raya that you shouldn't stand when you say kiddush?
Correct. Really, you should sit. The idea of kiddush is you're being... Yeah. So if you really look back in Hilchos Kiddush for Shabbos, you're supposed to sit down for kiddush. That's really, Mikra Din, you should stand up for Vayachulu, which is Edus. Testimony is that you stand up saying Edus. And then you sit down for the second half of the bracha, because you're being Koveya Suda, you sit down. And that's ideal.
If it's your minhag to stand for Kiddush, and it would seem from this that, well, you just said, that you can stand, you don't have to sit for Leishev. Because Leishev is not about sitting, so if you stand for Kiddush, you have to say Leishev and stand and just drink.
No, so whenever you drink, drinking should always be sitting down. That's regardless. Even if you assume...
What? Does it
Doesn't Moshe say it's a bizoyan to say kiddush standing up and then to drink sitting down?
I never came across that. It could be. But I'm pretty certain that most poskim say you're supposed to drink sitting down. Even if you assume that my practice is to stand up the whole kiddush. That's a minhag of aseinu that I have. But when it comes to sitting down, you drink. And when I do that at my house, my father says, you see, you don't listen to my minhag. My father doesn't really care, but he says, you do a different minhag. He says, no, I'm doing the same minhag as you. I'm standing up for kiddush. I'm just drinking, sitting down. He says, no, you're changing the minhag. He doesn't really care. He says that as a joke. But the idea is when you're sitting down, when you're drinking, you really should be sitting down. Now, it's very important that in terms of being Kovei Suda, I was in Camp Dina this past summer, one Shabbos, and Eitan Agbishov says a very nice, a fancy Havdalah for all the girls there. So I went there for the Havdalah, and he was sitting down, because Sfardim sit down when they say Havdalah. That's the Mechaber Paskin, it's the Miyushav, he says. So the problem is all the girls there are standing up. So I said to him afterwards, you have to be consistent. You either have to stand up, because everyone who you're being Yotze have to be doing the same thing you're doing. So if the person being Motzi is sitting, so everyone else should be sitting. If he's standing up, everyone else should be sitting up, standing up. So I said to him afterwards, we have to look into it, because on one hand, the Mechaber says the Sfardi has to sit down saying Havdalah. But on the other hand, you have to have some level of consistency. So I told him, I think it's probably better for him to either stand up or to somehow get them to sit down. So next Shabbos, he told me, happens to be, Mamash Siyata Deshmaya, that they changed the venue of this place, and all the girls were sitting down anyways. So everything was kept. He was sitting down as a Sfardi, and the girls were sitting down to be Yotze. Everything worked out well. So I think Mikey's correct, though. Standing up for a Kiddush, continue to do that minhag, but when you, and don't sit after you say Leishev. Stand up through the end, through Hazman, but then when you drink, you should sit down when you drink. Okay, where are we? Okay, Sif Katan Dal. Look at the Mishabura, Sif Katan Dalad. The Mishabura writes that, we could even skip this part, I think. Let's read through it, why not? Sif Katan Dalad, Mishabura writes, Mekadesh Me'umad. Diladaito, according to the Rambam, that you stand up, you say Leishev, and then you sit. Hayeshiva hu tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. Sitting down begins the process of eating in a sukkah. V'yesh lo levarich over lasiyas, and you have to say a bracha prior to performing the mitzvah. Haynu kodem asiyas tchilas hamitzvah. Before the beginning of the mitzvah. V'yesh lo lino kein kol shivas ayamim. This should be the practice throughout the entire 7 days of sukkahs. V'arash svirla shiyesh lismoch abracha al ikra mitzvah shiyachila. The Rush argues and says the leishev should be adjacent to eating. So you should already be sitting down during the entire kiddush. U'kumo shekosev sof simen tafresh lamates. The bracha is always on eating, not on sitting. I don't know how Sfardim paskim. I would imagine they would paskin any time you'd enter into a sukkah, they should say a leishev, based on the Rambam. But we, as Ashkenazim here, we only say a leishev when you're eating something like pasav avakisnin or hamotzi, things of that sort. So then the Mishavua says that leishev basukkah v'yoshev v'acharkach mevarach zman. After you sit down, according to the Rambam, only then do you say a shechianu. Balafuke, this comes to exclude shelo yivarech birchas zman kodem sheyeshiv. You should not still say zman while standing up and then sit down. So again, the Rambam says leishev, sit down and then say zman. The after birchas zman gufa rasha lios bamidel chliyama. You are allowed to say sheachianu standing up. Mikomakom einachon lasos kein mitaim achrina. Ditzarch las michaisias hamitzvah el habracha. Because you want to say leishev right before you sit. If you say leishev, and then you say a shechianu, and then you sit down, so then that shechianu serves as a hefsek between the bracha of leishev and the actual sitting down. If you have to sit down immediately. Now, the Dirshu points out, we have cases, though, where we do use shechianu as a hefsek. What's the bracha in the Tias Lulav? First day in the Lulav. What do? We take the lulav, we say Alan Tias lulav, we also say a shechianu, and then we flip it around, and then we shake it. So we see there the shechianu, it serves as a break, according to the way the Mechaber paskins, at least. So that being the case, and also a shofar. We have Baal Tokeah here, so also the shofar, we say two brachas, before he blows it, before I say tekiah, so you say a tekiah shofar, then you say shechianu, and then you blow the shofar. So according to this, shouldn't you first say shofar, blow first the tkiah, and then say shechianu after that fact. So we have some exceptions where we are able to tolerate a shechianu being mafsik between the bracha and the actual asiyas hamitzvah. Okay. Then if you go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah here, le'inyan im yicholin kama bali batim lekadish besukah bebas achas. Many bali batim, are they allowed to make kiddush together at one time? Ayin le'el simin taf pei ches b'mishnah Berurah sif katan ches. So I don't know what happens in your house, but I remember growing up, again, it's been a while since I had Pesach in my parents' house, but Pesach time, we'd all stand around saying Kiddush together. Now, how does that work out? I think the ladies would say it also. But let's say only the men would say it. So then how would the ladies be able to be Yotze if there are 10 different men saying Kiddush? Who are they being Yotze with? You can't hear all the different sounds. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since we have the concept when it comes to Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, that you can't hear two voices, you can't discern between two voices, when it comes to something that's so chaviv, that's so dear to you, so a person is able to pay attention. So the examples, the Gemara, what are the two examples the Gemara says? Anyone remember? The two mitzvahs that we are allowed to have them happening at the same time. Megillah, that's chaviv. I think the other one's Tekiah Shofar. I think the Gemara says Tekiah Shofar is the other one. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, even though l'chachila one shouldn't have a whole choir of people saying Kiddush, if one does, you could still be Yote, because since it's Chaviv, you're able to hone in on one person saying the Kiddush and be Yote that way, but it's ideal not to do it that way. Then he says, V'roi lomar bracha desuka b'kol b'mashicha b'nigun k'shar brachos l'kiddush. One should say the Kiddush in the nigun, in the right way, out loud, like everything else, even the bracha l'suka. There's a nigun that we say for... Anyone want to do this? Offer to do the nigun for a kiddush? What the? Asher brachan mikala, Rabbanu kulan shalom, yichad mitzasa. It's even leishiv a sukkah should be that way as well. In that same nigun of sukkahs. Now I don't know about you. It's very strange. Do you guys do that same nigun Rosh Hashanah for a kiddush Rosh Hashanah or not? Yeah, you do. I do it also, but I always find that's weird because Rosh Hashanah is like a little more serious than the other shlosh regalim. But I never knew any other nigun to do, so that's what I do. So that should be the same niggin that you should do even for the bracha of leishev basukah. Okay, let's go now right to the mechaber siv gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, Bishar yamim, the rest of the, should we stop here? Let's finish the simon. Bishar yamim, mivarech al hasukah kodem birchas emotzi. The other days you should say leishev first according to the svardim before emotzi. However, noagin levarech al sukah achar birchas emotzi kodem shiyitom. But the Mechaber says the practice, nonetheless, is to say Amotzi first and then say Leishev Asukah, which is the practice that everyone else, I think everyone here keeps. That's what we should be doing. Saying Amotzi and then Leishev. Hachi Nogin B'chol, that's what we do as well on Chol, to put the Amotzi and Leishev next to each other. Aval B'Shabbos V'yomtov, Sheyesh Ben Kiddush, Mivarech L'Acher Kiddush. So you should say Bori Per Gafen, and then Mekadesh Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim, and then you say leishev, and then you drink. Fine. So that's very, very important. Let's just finish the Ramah, then I'll get to the Mishnah Berurah. Vim kiddush v'bayis v'achar acha basuka oipcha ein leil. Okay. So now, very important halacha. If you're making kiddush, you're supposed to say kiddush, leishev, and then drink. And not next to the hamotzi, but rather with the bori pri agafim. So now look at the Mishnah Berurah sifkat and test. A very, very important halacha. Mivarech l'acher kiddush, because now the kiddush is the beginning of the meal, so that you should say leishev and then drink. Before you say kiddush, you're not allowed to eat yet. You can't eat. So the kiddush is what's being matir the suda. So that's why we say leishev next to kiddush, even on a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So what about the day meal? She'ein bam kiddush rak bracha ba'alma alakos. There's no kiddush. When we call kiddush daytime, it's not really a kiddush. It's just a guffin. There's no mekadesh that we're saying. Just borei pure guffin. We say a pasuk before and just to make it nice and all, but there is no kiddush during the daytime. It's just a regular cup of wine. So yesh deos bein achronim, what to do during the daytime? Because yesh yom omrim debazeh ein kedai lahapzik bebirchas sukkah bein bracha l'shtia. Tal shtia like a chiyuv sukkah klal el yivarech also achar birchas emotzi. Bori Piragafen, drinking a cup of wine, even as kiddush for the daytime lunch, doesn't really deserve a leishev. So you shouldn't say leishev with a kiddush during the daytime, rather you should say leishev with a motzi during the daytime meal. Limnagenu, that's what he says according to our minag. But there's yeshomim, there are other opinions, that says the gambaze, even during the daytime kiddush, Kaven shemeichen asma b'kiddush zeh l'achila. Since you are getting all set for eating a meal, yivarech osa kodem shiitom minakos. You should say leishe before tasting from the kiddush cup. So what are you supposed to do? How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Udavid Kamar Avid, Udavid Kamar Avid. He's borrowing the phrase from the Gemara in Brachos when it comes to Plaga Mincha discussions, that however you do is fine. Those who do this way with Kiddush and Teleshev is fine. Those who say Leishev with Emotzi, that's fine as well. Vihinei Zehu HaBenotel Yadav Archakach Lesuda. That's only for those who wash their hands after the fact. About Im Einerotza Ata Liso Tudaso, Rak Mivarech Alakos, Vochel Achra Pas Kisnin, Kideshi Kiddush Zeh B'Makom Suda Mitzadeh B'Shai Tshuva DeBezeh Kol Yama Yivarech Birch HaSukah Kodem Shita Minakos. This whole discussion is only if you plan to have HaMotzi meal. But let's say all you plan on doing is having some cake. So then everyone agrees, since the cake isn't so significant, so then you should say Leishev at the Kiddush time. This whole suffix is only when you're planning to have bread later on. But if it's not having bread, it's just again Pasa Baba Kisnin, then everyone agrees you should say Leishev with the Kiddush. Now, they quote on the side here, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yashav, their practice was to say Leishev always with a Bori Priyagafen. Always say it with a Kiddush. Now, what you have to be careful of in one sukkah, though, you shouldn't have Losis Godu. You shouldn't have one person saying Leishev with a Kiddush, another guy saying Leishev with a Motzi. Be consistent. But again, if you're trying to choose which one you should do, it seems from Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav that you should say Leishev with the Kiddush, even during the daytime meal. And then last point here, the other issue they say here, let's say a guy doesn't have, they're not zochet to have a sukkah like the Fagans where there's a netiyas yadayim inside the sukkah itself. Akiva told us, don't you have that, no?
We have intel.
Oh, okay, so Akiva talks a lot here. So so if you're not zochet to have washing hands inside the sukkah, so then the question becomes, is there a hefsek from when you say kiddush to washing your hands and having the meal? It has to be kiddush from Makom Suda. So if it's you're going out to wash hands, that serves as a hefsek. So they say that if you the house and the sukkah are adjacent to each other, and there's no real distance you have to walk, so that's really sufficient. If there's a separation, and it takes some time to get from your sukkah to wash your hands, so then they suggest making kiddush, and then having a little cake, as possible a kisnin, as being kovei or your suda, and then it wouldn't be considered a hefsek. Or, like Aaron suggested last time, if you have a revius of a kiddush, that also, according to some poskim, that revius would be considered some level of kriya suda, and that would also prevent walking to wash your hands to be considered a hefsek. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then tomorrow night we'll discuss the halachas of raining the first night that I accidentally skipped. Okay, I think we have a minion, right?